Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. She's a naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, you know, one of the nice things about winter and colder weather is that's when the swans come.
Yes, yes, the swans are here. They arrived November 22nd, if you haven't heard or seen. They arrived November 22nd with 18 of them that Sunday evening, stayed overnight. We have to make sure they stay 24 hours on the lake, and then we call it official. And our swan contest winner this year was Todd Rocker picked that date. So
has he entered before, do you know?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, that's I'm thinking that people kind of get into that and look at the dates they've picked before. And
sometimes
kind of
every year
history.
They pick the same one,
Yeah. So. Well, that's great. So November 20, they've been here for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope people have, you know, especially if they haven't made a special trip, if they go out that way, that they really
yes.
take notice. And you said you started with 18. Are there a few more than that now?
Yes. This morning we had right around 60. We've been averaging right between 56 and 63. But New Year's Day we had 79. So
that's a flock.
Yes. That was plenty.
Is that what swans are called? A flock? Or do they have another
so.
Name? They might, yeah. you know, there are these wonderful nature names. I might have to look that up because that might have some really swan-related kind of name. But anyhow, it's certainly a group of swans. And
yeah.
and I'm sure very impressive when you drive by and see that many out there.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Great.
And, you know, it's now getting cold enough. I know December didn't seem that cold. And so Lake 2 and 3 stayed open longer than they usually do. And a lot of people didn't see them right on Lake 4, that we call it. And they were actually still, they were here. They were hanging out in between all of the lakes because there was no ice. And so they, Lake 3 is the biggest lake in the complex.
It's going to stay open a little longer.
Yep.
Right?
And so that one stays open pretty long. And then we've got right in between Lake 3 and 4, right by the railroad tracks. Those swan flappers will be going up. So
good.
We had to actually wait for it to get cold enough, back to the weather. We had to wait for it to get cold enough to have AMU get out there with their big trucks
okay.
in the farm field.
Well, those are so important. I know in the past, you know that they've really done their job of
yes.
saving some swans. So
yes.
really important. And when you're talking about getting cold, I think the prediction is like 0 and 1. And I think a little more water is going to be freezing over. Over here.
Yes. I think they're going to be back staying on Lake 4 when those other lakes
and talking about seeing them, you know, if you haven't driven out there, you have an event where people might
yes.
want to come. And
we have the Soiree with the Swans upcoming on Saturday, January 9th. And so we do that in the first part of January. We try to avoid all those bowl games so we don't compete with them. So that's why it's on the 9th again, because the Saturdays fell that way. So 11 a.m. we start out there, and you can come out. We have hot chocolate and hot dogs, and we do a presentation every 30 minutes about the swans. We have spotting scopes and binoculars for you to use if you don't have your own, and get a really good view of those swans. They are saying it's going to be a little snowy on Friday, so we're still hoping. Just listen to the radio. If we decide to move it indoors, we'll announce that out on the radio
okay.
that we'll move it
indoors. And if you move it indoors, do you know where usually you have that?
Yep, at the Atlantic Public Library okay. community room.
Okay.
So, and that'll be at noon if
okay.
we move it indoors.
Okay. Are you doing presentation or do you have somebody special
It'll
coming?
Be me this year coming. We have to compete sometimes with some of the Bald Eagle weekends that are going on, Bald Eagle Fests. So
okay.
The DNR can't come this year, but it'll be me.
That'll be fine. Are there other places where the swans
yeah.
gather where they have soirees for swans?
Well, this year the Iowa DNR decided to try doing a trumpeter swan soiree in Des Moines. If you're familiar with Des Moines, there's a Moffett Reservoir, and there is another state park just south of there as well. And they are going to do their swan soiree January 30th at pretty much kind of the same times that Saturday as ours, the 10:30 to 1:30, and that's January 30th. And so they're going to be doing some different presentations, plus swan viewing will be right at the reservoir.
Okay. Now, you mentioned having the scopes and the binoculars and so on. Maybe some of the swans might have collars on. That might be something to look for.
Currently, right now, we don't have any with the neck collars at the lake. You never know. We just had two actually sighted near Wall Lake. And so maybe they'll come down. Who knows? And sometimes they lose their neck collar and sometimes they still have their leg band on. So right now we don't think we have any of the collared swans, but that can change daily.
How many of them, what percentage or how do I say, are there some that you know always stay here, or is there always a changing of the swans?
We can kind of figure out, it depends on, like at the beginning of the year, we can kind of tell their family units. They usually fly off the lake in their family units and things like that. So we start to tell, okay, they have 6 babies, they have 7 babies, or things like that. And so we can kind of see if we're still seeing the same family groups out there. It depends. It's harder now that they're not collared. Not all of them are collared. And so, yeah. We usually can tell a little bit.
Okay, good. We hope some just like to be in Atlantic and stay around. I mean, there's really something special about trumpeter swans. I used to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and we made really special efforts to go out and find the trumpeter swans. Well, it's still nice to go there, but it's just really special to be see trumpeter swans right here.
Yes, and we have about, since we are averaging around that 60 mark, I've heard that just north of here, Beamer's Pond has, they're averaging around 200.
So, oh my goodness.
So, yep, that's another spot. They're actually the number one spot because they average at least 200. So
that has to be a sight.
They kind of watch us to see, okay, how many do you have? And then the last Beamer's Pond, how many do they have? And they're trying to see where they're all at. And there was about a handful of them over in Waterloo they've seen hanging out somewhere over there. So
okay, they're becoming more and more populated, I guess, in the state. Now, one of the things that happens when the swans come is you need to feed them.
Yes, well, we have that big blue feeder. If you get there, we have that big blue feeder, and that has our cleaned corn in it. And we do ask people that not to mess with the feeder, of course. It's there for the swans, and but that has corn in it, and we usually get some of it from Orchlands every January. So the whole month of January, we do the fill the feeder. So you can go through the checkouts at Orchlands and buy the swans a bag of corn, and it gets set aside for us. And it takes 4 bags of corn to feed them to fill it.
Oh, to fill it. Okay. And how long will that? Because then that depends on the number.
It depends on the weather and the number of the swans. So when they hunker down and it's not nice weather to go out to the fields, they can, our average at 50, 60 swans will go through that feeder in about every other day.
Okay, so we need to be sure to help feed the swans. Yeah. We want to keep them coming back.
Swing through Orchlands and go through the checkouts and put aside a bag of food for us. And they, of course, it's set to a certain height, and that's why we tell people not to mess with it, because it's set so that the Canada geese can't eat our corn.
Okay.
It's too tall.
All right. Good planning, because I'm sure they would just gobble that up.
Oh, yes.
So, away from swans, is Conservation ones that have the cross-country skis? Or you have the snowshoes?
I have the snowshoes. I have the snowshoes. Atlantic Park and Rec has cross-country skis. So we're excited to have some snow.
Right. We've had some snow. I think it looks like we're going to keep on having some snow. So
yeah, snowshoeing programs will be in February. And I know Shelby County, Christina, she's having a snowshoe program on the 9th as well up at Prairie Rose State Park.
Okay. So just know that that's a resource that's available to people that, maybe they don't want to go out and purchase some to try them out. Maybe they just want to learn how, et cetera. And then they might get into it. I know some people love the snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay. So remind us again time for the Soiree with the Swans.
Yeah, the Soiree with the Swans will be this January 9th, and it'll start at 11 a.m. It's kind of a come-and-go event, so come hang out for a little bit. We go until our last presentation will be at 2 o'clock. And so just
first one at 11, last one at 2.
Yeah.
And if the weather's iffy, kind of
we'll have it on the radio, and it'll be at the Atlantic Public Library at noon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Laura Canning, for visiting with us today and catching us up to date with the Swans. Until next time, here's a thought from John Muir. In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks.